Welcome to E-commerce Explained, the podcast that'll help you to start, launch, and grow your own successful online store. My name is Warwick Hearns, and I'm South Africa's e-commerce expert. Back in 2010, I founded the award-winning online store Action Gear, and I grew that business from zero to doing over 20 million rand in annual revenue back in 2017, when I sold the business so that I could dedicate myself to helping South African online entrepreneurs just like you to avoid the pitfalls which I had to overcome so that you can achieve more success online faster. I'm really excited that you're listening to this, and I look forward to having you on this journey with me, where I'm going to show you how to get your online store started, grow your sales with the best digital marketing methods, and scale your business to bring about more and more success. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast and leave us a review with your thoughts. Let's get into this. All right, guys, so let's talk about the looting crisis and go through what it means for e-commerce. You know, the time that this is recording is just in the midst of it all happening. And I notice a bunch of things coming up for myself and for people that I'm talking to. A lot of things coming up in terms of fear, in terms of uncertainty, in terms of anger, in terms of questioning so many things that we've just come to feel as being comfortable and certain in our lives has really been turned upside down. And when it comes to e-commerce and selling online, there's been so many things that have come out of, or that will come out of, this current situation. And I love to kind of lean into what's uncomfortable and to think about what this really means for us as an industry and for us as a country. And the idea with this episode is to lean into what's uncomfortable, to talk about it, to get it out on the table, and to really just think things through instead of hiding it away. You know, often when something that we come across that is fearful or is uncertain or is uncomfortable, one of our first reactions is to get away, like to push it away or to get away or to put it out of our minds. But what I want to do here is lay it out in front of us and to talk through what this means for our industry. Because as we know, the logistics industry that supports, it's like the backbone of e-commerce. How can we sell online if we can't send parcels to our customers? Well, that has largely been disrupted in a very serious way. And of course, that disruption is largely focused in the KZN area, and it spilled out quite a bit into Gauteng also. And what that means is that sending parcels right now is really tricky. It's going to be tricky for a while as that infrastructure gets cleaned up and gets rebuilt. And as we look at what this is going to mean for the industry, we really need to be cognizant and be empathetic towards the courier companies. They have taken a massive hit, and I hope that they have insurance to cover everything, but there will be losses far beyond what insurance actually covers, just in terms of the loss of revenue, the sales, the slowdown in online dispatches, because a lot of online sellers will be holding on to their parcels and waiting for things to ease up. You know, I had a good conversation with one of the top ladies there at the Courier Guy. Geez, I could hear the emotion in her voice as it ranged from anger to sadness. And it really made me sad to hear about how their warehouses have just been devastated. Not only has all of their inventory, all the stock, all the parcels that were in the warehouse have been just looted and taken and stolen, but their infrastructure has totally been destroyed. The conveyor belts have been broken. The very intelligent and fancy laser machines that measure and weigh the parcels that you're sending out, those machines cost R1 million each. Each warehouse has more than one of them, and those have been destroyed. Now, that technology doesn't just, it's not made in South Africa, they've imported it. So to get their warehouses back up to the running capacity, which will be able to give us the same expectations that we've kind of come to be accustomed to, it's going to take them a while. And so for a while, I'd like to ask anybody who's in online sales to take it easy on those couriers of ours. They are really the backbone of our industry. And where they get hurt, we get hurt. And yes, we could find other careers to use because maybe some weren't as affected as others. But really what we want to do is just try and take it easy on them. If the parcels take an extra couple of days to be delivered to our customers, then that's okay. You know, we need to just support them and make sure that they have the space and the time to get things back on track. And the last thing that they need right now is every online seller phoning them and saying, "Where's my parcel? How do I get it back?" You know, let's be honest, anything that was marked as inbound into KZN at the beginning of the looting, every single parcel is gone. So begin the insurance process. If you have your own goods in transit insurance, claim from them. If your courier dispatches did include insurance, then reach out to your courier and get that claim in place. But to follow them up and to shout and to be angry at them, it's not really going to help the situation. So I'd really just love everybody to kind of help them get back on track and give them the space to do so. But what we can also do is speak to our customers. And this is something that we should always be doing. And especially at this time, is to speak to our customers and to manage their expectations, to tell them that parcels will likely be delayed, to tell them that some parcels were stolen, were looted, were taken from us. And it's going to take a bit of time. It's going to take some time for you to get replacements, to get those replacements dispatched. Like, should you be sending right now? Maybe not, depending where it's going. You know, things have calmed down a fair amount. And hopefully it remains that way at the time that you listen to this audio. But be careful when you're sending parcels out, especially if it's going to areas that are still having disruptions. You know, we need to be careful about this. But ultimately, as I'm saying, speak to your customers. Manage their expectations. And this should not just be done during this time. You know, managing customers' expectations it's one of the key elements of offering great customer experience. You know, even under normal circumstances, if your parcel was going to be a day behind schedule, and if you were to phone up the customer and just let them know, sorry, dear customer, we've picked up that your parcel is going to be delayed by a day, that customer will be fine. They'll be accepting. But if they're expecting it on a Thursday and it hasn't arrived by Thursday, 6 p.m., they're going to be angry. They're going to be upset. And what's going to happen is they're going to reach out to you. Now there's an extra phone call, an email. You're having to chase it up. Your staff are taking time to follow up this now seemingly urgent delivery, where if you had just updated them and let them know and manage their expectations, it would have just been an easy situation. So to do this under any normal circumstance is important. But now more so than ever, contact your customers, update them, send regular updates, tell them what's going on. And when you do that, when you do it proactively, not reactively, then your customers will be accepting and you will give them a good, positive experience regardless of what's going on with all of this troublesome stuff right now. So what we also need to do is think about how we could keep our sales going, because as customers' attention is put elsewhere, the considerations that they had for purchasing things online may have been delayed. So you've probably already seen a change in the sales on your website. And this is a short-term thing. I assure you of that. But what we can also do, and what we should always do in times of great uncertainty, or times where there is something on everybody's mind, when there is something very topical, we need to lean into that. We need to not take advantage of it, but get on trend. If you have sent out the normal communications and same marketing as you've always sent out, then it could be perceived as from your customer's point of view as just missing the mark. You know, if everybody is thinking about this looting crisis and you've got your regular advertising campaigns running, then it could be seen as ignoring what's actually going on. So lean into it, update your marketing, do a campaign on a looting discount or something like that. Get some sales on products that you know people might need at this stage. You know, there's going to be a bunch of people in KZN whose normal supply chains of buying products are disrupted. And for a long time, they won't be able to go to a mall to go buy their stuff. So they're going to be looking at getting it online. And they could be ordering that off your site. So update your site, do a looting special and say that you'll deliver when it's safe to do so, when the couriers and the infrastructure is built up and ready to be delivered. And that can be a great way to get sales through your site. You know, we're always looking to get sales. And by no means am I saying take advantage of every situation that comes up. No, that's not what I'm saying. But don't just carry on with business as usual. Don't ignore what's going on. This is on top of everybody's minds. And we need to lean into that and to be empathetic towards the situation and to help wherever we can. Because maybe there's some young parents who have children that need breast milk and that's what you sell. You need to do what you can to get that available to them, because if they're in KZN, they can't get that right now and they need it. So reach out to them, send emails to your database, talk about different ways that you can do that. Find a local depot somewhere that you can deliver to where they can pick up. Like, let's do business. Let's help people. If you have products that they need, this is a time where you need to step up and help to get it in front of them. And often that's what we can do at any normal time. But just like any good old crisis, it means that we need to think in a different way. And that's what this crisis has done for me and for so many other people. It's made us think what's important to us. And as we consider that point, I'd love you to kind of think what was going through your mind in the midst of this crisis. What did you find to be the most important things to you? Was it your family? Was it your health? Was it your safety? And why is that? Those are obviously the basic needs of humanity: is food, health, safety, clothing. It's Maslow's hierarchy of needs. And that's what everybody needs. But when we have this opportunity to think about what's most important to us, it helps us to know that this is what's most important to everybody. And that's when we can also think about what kind of life we need to be creating. Because often we get so caught up in normality, in day-by-day life, that we forget to think about what's most important to us. And to craft a life that gives us what we need, what we really, really value: time with our family, safety, security, the lifestyle that we want, the time that we need to relax and to spend time with our children. These are the things that we value the most. And often when life is just carrying on as usual, it's what we don't put as much time into as we really should. But times like this, big crises, it really brings our attention to what we value the most. And this is something positive to take out of this situation. The positive thing is to think about what you thought about. Think about what you thought about, what you valued the most. Realize that that is what's most important to you: your family, your health, your security, your shelter. And understand that you shouldn't continue to just fall back into normality and fall back into what is so tragically normal to us and so comfortable to us, where we just carry on with day-by-day life without considering what is so important to us. But through times like this, we recognize that it comes to the fore. And when we recognize it, and when we don't forget about it, then we can really start to create and craft a life that focuses on giving us more time with the things that are most valuable to us. And that is such a positive to take out of this crisis and this situation. And there are other positives, I'll tell you that. You know, for e-commerce, this current crisis will ultimately be good for e-commerce. You know, unfortunately, to the detriment of others, you know, shopping centers have been burnt down. I heard on the radio, hundreds of shopping centers have been burnt and destroyed. That is going to mean that e-commerce takes place of those sales. And yes, it is sad, and no, we do not want to be seen as taking advantage. But just like COVID, what happened with COVID is that shoppers didn't want to go to the malls. Now they can't. They didn't want to go and be exposed to COVID situations. And because of that, people changed their shopping behavior. They fundamentally changed the way that they buy goods that they need. And e-commerce thrived off the back of that. No, we did not take advantage of that situation either. And neither will we with this one. But we can recognize when there's an opportunity, one that we can lean into. As I say, don't just carry on as business as usual. This is something that's going to benefit e-commerce. And we can all use what we have, the infrastructure that we have online, to help to get products that we sell to the customers that need them the most. And this will not just kind of go away as shopping centers and supply chains go back to normal in KZN. Because just like COVID, there was a step change in the way that people shopped online. There was a significant step growth in the uptake of e-commerce. And when COVID eased up and when lockdowns went away, I don't know if they'll ever go away entirely, but as shoppers were able to go back to the store, a lot of people had experienced the ease and convenience of online shopping, and they liked it. They liked it a lot. And because of that, the growth that COVID brought to e-commerce, well, it didn't just go away. It continued to stick around, and the growth will continue. And this situation, just like COVID, will mean that so many people will start to adopt shopping online when they didn't always use it as much as they could have in the past. And when the shopping centers, like, let's fast forward in our minds, like 18 months, 2-3 years into the future, those shopping centers will be back in track, and hopefully things will be back to the way they were before. However, online shopping behavior will not fall back into the normal way that it had happened before, because now through this crisis and through the requirements of people trying to find the goods that they need to buy, their buying behavior will change. They will start shopping online more. And just like COVID, when those lockdowns eased up and people had the option of going back to the old way of shopping, well, there was a lot of people who just decided that e-commerce and shopping online was a way forward for them. And because of that, e-commerce thrived. And because of this, e-commerce will thrive yet again. No, we're not taking advantage, but times are changing, my friends. E-commerce is the way of the future. If we look at international trends, you know, 19% of e-commerce, sorry, 19% of retail done in the USA is done online. In South Africa, it's just under 3%. And as we see with every trend, South Africa, we always follow the trends of the first world countries, Europe and America. That what happens there comes here eventually. And e-commerce is going to grow to a significant portion of retail. And what that means is as we grow from where we are right now, from 3% of retail, and we move towards 19% and higher, then that means that online sales are just going to thrive and they're going to grow. E-commerce is not a trend. It is not here today and gone tomorrow. This is the way of the future. This is the new way of doing business. And events and crises and catastrophes and pandemics, what's happening is that it's just forcing people to adopt e-commerce faster than they might have done otherwise. And that means that it's just bringing the future closer. And it means that e-commerce is thriving now, not taking advantage. We are the natural future of shopping. It is the natural way that retail is moving. And this current crisis is going to just give it that little bit of acceleration that it is bringing about. So these are positives. Unfortunately, positives that come out of a very negative situation. But it is a reality that we need to adopt. And one that, as I say, we can lean into. So as we look at the events that have gone by, we need to understand that, you know, deliveries will be delayed and that we need to work with our courier partners and that we need to accept that there might be just hiccups as we start to get that infrastructure back in place. We need to start just trying to recover and to get insurance in place for those parcels that are probably gone, probably looted and never to be seen again. And that does hurt every small business owner, but the couriers have been hurt somewhat the most in our industry. So let's be empathetic towards them, work with them, and let them do what they do to get back on track. But in the meantime, get some sales, lean into it, know that this is ultimately going to help more people to shop online. It is bringing about the future that we know is certain, and that is coming anyway. It's just accelerated people's adoption of that industry. So ultimately, and I hate to say this, this has been a positive thing for e-commerce, just like COVID was. Not positive in a way that we're taking advantage, but it just means that the growth that was coming in the future anyway has been accelerated yet again. And e-commerce is set on this booming path, and events like this are just making that happen sooner. But last thing I want to share with you for this audio right now is just to be conscious of yourself, to be conscious of how this has affected you, what you thought and what you valued the most, but ultimately to not be caught up in fear and to take a bit of time for a bit of self-care, a bit of time to meditate, or a bit of time to just sit outside and breathe in the fresh air to calm your mind and to get that fear out of you, to do some breathing exercises, to take a walk in the park, to go and look at the birds playing or flying around in the trees, and just take some time to just let this feeling of dis-ease, this feeling of fear, just kind of move out of your body so that we can get to a place of peacefulness and where we can get to a place where our minds are calm and can take steps forward instead of being caught up in fear and uncertainty. When we do that, and we realize that this event will ultimately be good for e-commerce, then we can see that there is so much positivity to take out of any situation. And yes, it's hard to scratch down and find the best and the positive outcomes of any bad situation, but they are there. And when we realize that, then we can just start to move forward and get our country back on track. That's it for me, guys. I'll catch you in the next episode. Take care. Thank you for listening to this episode. I'm excited to have you along on this journey with me, and I wish you all the best with implementing this information in your own online store. If you'd like to access my free range of e-commerce strategies, tools, and mini courses that have helped thousands of South African entrepreneurs just like you, then be sure to visit insaka.co.za/free. I'm looking forward to chatting to you in the next episode. Till then, take care.